Now, True Talk with JU Dolphins head coach Jordan Mincy on 1010XL. Here's the voice of the Dolphins, Scott Manzi.
Welcome into Island Wing Company here in Tinseltown for True Talk with head coach Jordan Mincy. We got a great turnout of Jacksonville University students, fans, and they are excited to be a part of this with you, Coach Mincy. Yeah. And boy, awesome. How good does this look? People enjoying some food, some beverage, and a little bit of JU basketball talk.
It's awesome. It's awesome. You know what? Our students, and especially our student athletes, they've been awesome. You know, you come on campus, and, you know, it's a vibrant community, especially, you know, our, like I said, our athletes. You know, across the board, you talk about JU as a whole, the support is unreal. And, you know, if you're an upcoming high school student, that's why it's a great place to come and attend. And so, like we talk about all the time, when you step foot on JU's campus, it's a family environment. For us, like I said, this speaks volumes.
It does speak volumes. He's head coach Jordan Mincy. I'm Scott Manzi. We've got you here till 7 o'clock tonight on 1010XL. We've got a good show for you. I mean, you and I, we're going to talk a little hoops, yeah, but then the real stars come on. Kevion Nolan, he's going to join us in segment two. He is, of course, one of the stars of this Jacksonville team, coming off of two wins this past weekend at home. And then in segment three tonight, to take us home, we have Athletic Director Alex Ricker-Gilbert. He's going to join you and I, and I don't know what we'll talk about. Is there anything good going on at JU right now that we need to talk about? It seems like there's plenty that can fill up that segment.
No, it's anything. Like I said, across the board, you know, you can bring up not only just men's basketball, women's basketball, any athletic, you know, team on campus. They're doing an unbelievable job. And, you know, you get a chance to sit down and talk to our athletic director, Alex Ricker-Gilbert. And like I said, he's a superstar. You know, he's going, you know, it starts with him. You know, every program feeds off his energy. And, you know, JU, he's part of the vision that we have for the university. And so being able to hear from him, that's a delight. I hope everybody listens very closely to his segment. But like I said, you know, it's a lot of different things going on, not just athletics. But, you know, the university is growing as a whole. And like I said, it's a very special place. And I'm just blessed to be able to be a part of that.
Let's hit the reset button here real quick and familiarize everybody where we're at. We just finished the halfway mark, just hit the halfway mark in ASUN Conference play. The team, 13 wins so far this year, 5-3 in the league, two straight wins at home as part of 10 wins at home to open up the season this year, a perfect 10-0 record. And this group is coming off of a nice bounce back week, two tough opponents at home in Lipscomb and Central Arkansas, and find ways to get big wins at home in both of them. A little bit different in how they played out, certainly a little less stressful, I think, on the Saturday one, but either way you look at it, this team, it seems like, I know Artis Gilmore and I, and he'll be here later on as well, we talk about it on the broadcast, but this group is growing, they're learning, they're developing throughout the course of the year, and it felt like this past week was a good one for this group to kind of see where the hard work can pay off in those type of environments in league play.
We spoke on day one, from day one, on, you know, our roster being fairly new. You know, a lot of transfers, a lot of incoming freshmen, and so we knew majority of our roster was going to be new, and like we said, our whole goal coming into the season was to be dangerous late. And, you know, we knew that, you know, the early part of the season, it was going to be a growing experience. And so I've been proud of our guys. You know, we did have a rough stretch where, you know, we lost three games in a row, you know, before we went on this two-game winning streak. But I think, you know, in the long run, it'd be very beneficial for our guys and their growth. You know, like I said, we were tested very from a physical standpoint, but most importantly from a mental standpoint. And like I said, going into the tournament play later on, you know, in the upcoming months, we feel, you know, that 2-3 game road trip will allow for us to make hard and tough decisions going forward. And so, like I said, we like where we're at right now, but we always talk about, you know, growing every day, being better every day. And so we don't necessarily, you know, look in the future too much, but we just worry about our next opponent and try to make sure we dominate our next practice.
This team is going on the road coming up this week to play on Thursday and Saturday, and Alabama swing, so maybe most appropriate to have Kevion on this episode to talk about his homecoming over the course of the this week. But with this group, have you broken things down? I mean, I know some coaches sit there and look at it like they'll break down the season into quarters or halves or third, whatever it is, and we are entering kind of that fourth quarter of the season, if you will, before the postseason gets started. Where are you all as far as assessing this group at this point in the year?
Well, we talked about it, you know, after our non-conference schedule. Our guys know we have three different segments of the season. We talk about the non-conference, conference play, and then ultimately the conference tournament. And so being able just to dominate, you know, and take each one of those segments at a time. And so we felt pretty good coming out of non-conference and, you know, how we were tested from a you know, execution standpoint and a growth standpoint as a whole with our culture. But, you know, the non-conference, we're in the thick and thin of it right now. And so we're just trying to make sure that our guys continue to understand how big the culture piece is, especially with these late game situations. You know, a lot of our games have come down to the last 4 minutes of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to, you know, a lot of times you can say it's X and O's, but a lot of times it's culture. You know, a ref may call a bad call. You know, are we going to have four or five guys who get in the timeout and they understand that, hey, look, we got to be mentally tough and execute down the stretch. And so, you know, we had a great talk today from a mental standpoint. We talked about, you know, different areas that we can strengthen our mental to be able to, you know, have a successful later half of this conference season.
He's head coach Jordan Mincy. I'm Scott Manzi. We're here at Island Wing Company in Tinseltown for True Talk with Coach Mincy here tonight. Great turnout of the JU faithful here to take in the show as well. And we've got you up to 7 o'clock tonight on 1010XL. Coach, looking at, you just mentioned the close games. And, man, the start of conference play, you come down to the wire. It couldn't have been any closer against FGCU. You come down in a tight one against Stetson, another tight one against UNF. You go on the road to Bellarmine, a tight one. I mean, so many close games early. But then this past week at home, able to kind of separate in the second half from Lipscomb after trailing at the break, in fact. And then against Central Arkansas in what was a four-point game at halftime, by midway through the second half, had blown open into a sizable lead. Where have you seen this group figure out some things when it comes to maybe putting an opponent away when you have a chance in the second half and not letting it come down to those crucial final seconds?
The first thing is time and place. And so, you know, we talked about Swisher. Swisher's a very special place. You know, you have an unbelievable environment. And like I said, our students who are here, they're a major part of that environment. And so when you come in, it's a very hard place to prepare for, you know, with our opposing teams. And our guys, they really embrace playing at home and protect the home court. And so, you know, from day one, we've tried to preach, you know, execution in the last 4 minutes of the game, whether it be on the offensive end or defensive end. And we just feel like with a couple of those games, a couple of those situations, you know, our guys have, you know, 85% of the time, they've been really good in those situations. But we did have some slip-ups. We feel like at Bellarmine, you know, we made some defensive breakdowns that we probably shouldn't have. And, you know, like I said, we always tell our guys, you know, it's even. They'll always even out, whether it's Florida Gulf Coast at home and Kevin Nolan plays unbelievably well in the last 2 minutes, or, you know, you're at Bellarmine, you're up three with 20 seconds left, and you foul and give a guy a free throw, an and-one three-pointer, and he hits free throw, ultimately you lose. But for us, like I said, we're trying to get better. We're trying to make sure that we dominate, you know, down the stretch those last 4 minutes, and we feel like we're going in the right direction.
This team, I know we touched on it a little bit after Saturday night's win, the depth of this group, which is something that you all have harped on all season long, next man up, who's going to be the guy tonight, and we really saw that on display. Mike Marsh, we should give him a shout-out. He is named ASUN Newcomer of the Week that came out today for a big week. I mean, he set a career high in scoring in one game. He tied a career high in rebounds in another game. He had his third career double-double in the third game. So he was a monster down low. And really the one that I know really had artists excited and really stands out, too, out of that stretch. I mean, he drew one of the toughest assignments in the league on Thursday against, I don't think there's any hyperbole here, Asana Sajula for Lipscomb is the best big man in this league.
Yeah.
And Mike held him in check one-on-one all night long. He never got going, got in foul trouble early, and then Mike was able to really do his thing. Is he a guy who, when he sees those kind of matchups, kind of salivates a little bit, wants to go head-to-head with the big boys down low?
Scott, you know what? You hit it right on the nail. We were in, you know, our pregame talks, and we were in practice. We were watching film. And Coach, you know, Coach Martin had the scout, and Coach Martin says, hey, you know, we're playing against the best big man in the league. And he kept saying, you know, best big man in the league, kept saying that phrase. And every time we would say that phrase, you could see it in Mike Marsh's eyes. It would just light up. And so at the end of the game, he goes, hey, coach, you keep saying that double team. We don't need the double team. We can play one-on-one in the post. And I go, okay, Mike, I'm going to hold you to it. And so, like I said, I've been proud of his growth, you know, not only on the court, but also off the court as well. You know, he's really developing as a young man. And to see how he's doing, to see the growth that he's had from the time he stepped on campus to now, it's a blessing. And so, like I said, you know, we love our young men. We want them to continue to grow. But, you know, the most important mission when they leave, you know, the university, we want them to be the best version of themselves they can possibly be. And Mike's a spitting image of that, like other players on our roster as well. But he's really growing up, and I'm very proud of Mike Marsh.
Just want to shout out his defensive effort because I know how much you all preach defense.
Oh, yes.
Against Asagula, one-on-one, as you described, a guy who averages nearly 17 points a game, one of the best scorers in this league. He scored five. 5 points on 2 of 9 shooting. He was even throwing up three-pointers to try and get buckets at one point. That's not his game at all. So he was frustrated by Mike's defense all night. And really, this team was able to do a great job collectively against Lipscomb. And then you turn it around, Central Arkansas. Really, both of those games, it felt like a team came out. Lipscomb comes out first half. They were able to hit some threes, get kind of comfortable. You were able to change some things up in the second half, and they never looked the same on offense. Same thing with Central Arkansas. Just happened at a more extreme level. But able to kind of, I don't know if it's halftime adjustments. I don't know if it's just a conversation here, a focus on a little detail there. How have you been able to, or how has this team been able to kind of come out and really start second half strong here as of late?
Well, one of the first topics we talked about today in practice was, you know, our starts. You know, in the first half, we feel like we allow, you know, opposing offenses to be very comfortable, especially shooting three-pointers. And so going into half, you know, a lot of times those halftime conversations are hard conversations. They're extremely stressful. And, you know, a lot of times we're harping on our guys to just, you know, simple basic things that we went over in practice every day, whether it's sitting down in the stands, closing out with a high hands, or whatever it may be, but just to really focus on defense and the ball, which – if anybody knows our program, you've had a chance to watch us play. Mm-hmm. That's where we preach most, you know, sitting down on the defense side of the ball. And our guys know, you know, offensively they have a lot of freedom. And then on defense, you know, it's clear cut, you know, what we want, what we expect, and at the level that we want them to play at. And so, like I said, we got to have a better start to our games. But like I said, our second halves have gone very well.
And it's obviously a double-edged coin there, right? Like we'd like to start a little better at the beginning of games, but it's nice to see the response at the second half of the game because it's a tale of two halves a lot of times, and you play 40 minutes for a reason.
That's true.
He is head coach Jordan Mincy. I'm Scott Manzi here on True Talk with Coach Mincy from Island Wing Company in Tinseltown. A few more minutes left in here this opening segment before we get to Kevion Nolan joining us in segment two. But, Coach, I do want to take a moment to look a little bit ahead to this coming week and what is going on. Man, it just feels like we got off the road like a day ago, right?
I mean, that
road trip, 3 cities in 6 days, it was tough, but it's just the way you have to do it. It's the hand you're dealt. You got to play it. And now, after a couple of days at home, a chance to get some wins at home, sleep in your own bed, relax a little bit, this group heads back out on the road for another big test. You go to North Alabama, whose record doesn't indicate that they're having the type of year that they're expected, but they are always difficult to play in Flowers Hall. And then Jacksonville State, I mean, they just ended Liberty's home winning streak at 45 games the other night in a game they dominated from start to finish. That is going to be an absolute whale of a challenge. So, looking at it one at a time here, what's really kind of the big focus going into this road trip, kind of big picture-wise, to have this team ready to go for these two big games?
Well, I hate to say it, but we always talk about mental toughness. And so, like I told you, that three-game stretch, I think it really tested us. You know, it showed us who we were. It allowed for us to have some moments where they were very teachable moments for us. Especially in practice. And so going into this stretch, we know how North Alabama, even though their record doesn't necessarily speak volumes to the type of team they are, at the same time, we understand they're 8-2 at home. And so they're extremely dangerous at home. We know how hard they play, and we challenged our guys to understand, look, these guys are going to play extremely hard. They're going to test you in every facet of the game. And so going into this competition, coming up on Thursday, our guys have to be mentally strong. They have to understand it's going to be a game that goes all the way down to the final buzzer. And so, like I said, we know we got a challenge after them as well, but we take one game at a time, we focus in, and we got to make sure that we have our best performance on Thursday, especially, you know, coming those last 2 minutes to make sure we close out the game the right way.
They're always tight against North Alabama in their building, and that has been, in the short time they've been in the league, some of the most hotly contested games that I've seen over the last few years in league play have been when the Dolphins and the Lions come together. So looking forward to that one Thursday night. It's a later tip here back on the East Coast, 9 o'clock tip for you all. So you have to stay up a little late to watch some JU basketball that night. But we hope that it will certainly be worth it and you enjoy that one. We'll have the call for you again right here on 1010XL as we always do. And then on Saturday, a little bit earlier for you, 5 o'clock tip-off in that one at Jacksonville State. The Battle of the Jacksonvilles going on yeah, Saturday evening in Alabama. All right. He's head coach Jordan Mincy. I'm Scott Manzi. True Talk with Coach Mincy rolling along here on a Monday night from Island Wing Company in Tinseltown. Unbelievable turnout here tonight. Green all over this building, and we're excited to see it. We'll step aside when we come back. We'll welcome Kevion Nolan, redshirt junior guard, into the broadcast, and look forward to catching up with Kevion when we come back on True Talk with Coach Mincy here on 1010XL.
This is your head coach, Jordan Mincy, of your Jacksonville Dolphins on 1010XL.
Welcome back to True Talk with Coach Mincy here on this Monday night on 1010XL. I'm Scott Manzi, and we're sitting here at the Island Wing Company with, I don't know, what do you say, a couple hundred of our closest friends in here. All of the Dolphin faithful are out here tonight supporting the show. Happy to have them out here at Island Wing Company. And, man, it feels like Swisher just moved down the road what it did.
Absolutely, yeah.
We welcome guard Kevion Nolan into the show as well. And, Kay, you can speak to this. You played on this team now a few years. Last year, an aberration, of course. We couldn't have full crowds, tough during the first year of the pandemic. But what have you felt, you and your teammates, throughout the course of this season as you have been able to have such success at home and have so many of these fans out here supporting?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Big shout-out to the students. You know, their support really doesn't go unnoticed. Like, we really feed off of their energy in the gym. So big shout-out to them. We really appreciate them coming out and showing their support to us.
Is there anything you can do to describe what it's like? I mean, are you hearing them? Are you feeling them? Is it more guttural when the crowd is really into it?
Yeah, it's kind of like adrenaline. Like, you know, once you really hear how loud it gets sometimes and it gets really rough for them, and when we were needing stops and stuff like that, the crowd really feeds in and it kind of gives us that extra boost, play a little bit harder.
Have you noticed that your team, you know, what the feedback is from these guys when they're at home and using that crowd energy?
Absolutely. You know, not just from our guys, but, you know, a lot of times it's their parents. You know, their parents, they're in the stands and they're saying, hey, coach, you know, the environment is electric. And so, like I said, I just want to shout out our students again. They've done an unbelievable job of coming out and supporting our guys. And like I said, we always talk about JU as being family, and that's how you feel when you're inside Swisher. You feel like it's family. And so, like I said, we have electric crowds. You know, it gets extremely loud in there. And when you're an opposing team, it's hard to play in there. You know, it gets so loud. And like I said, those bleachers get going. And sometimes it feels like the floor is moving under your feet.
Yeah.
And so it's a great feeling. I know these guys, they love it. They enjoy it.
Well, it's a big part of the reason why this team's had such success. 10-0 at home this year. Excellent start for the Dolphins in the friendly confines of Swisher Gymnasium. Kevion Nolan, our guest here on segment two of True Talk with Coach Mincy, and I want to get your thoughts on how this team has grown throughout the course of conference play. You obviously were the hero at the beginning of the league play, a big-time shot to beat FGCU. You had to kind of adjust even how you played over the course of the last month. I mean, teams are keying on you. They want to take you away, so how have you adjusted your game to help your teammates out and continuing to find ways to get wins?
I think the biggest thing is just really been allowing the game to come to me and just, you know, letting my teammates kind of help me, free me up to give me shots, because I have so many other weapons on my teams, like with our bigs, you know, with Rod Brown, Bryce Workman, Mike Marsh, Osayo Sifo. We have Tyrese Davis, Jordan Davis on the wing. We have the freshman crew coming in off the bench with Giassi Powell and George Pridges. So those guys like that have come in and I'm just able to feed off of those guys. So it's been good.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great to see. I was talking to Coach about it a moment ago, just the depth on display every night. It feels like there's a new name that is coming out and making a statement and putting on a great turnout. I mean, where have you seen the growth of this group collectively throughout the course of the year?
I think the, like, just us buying in to and really be like stand true to really who we are, just as far as just being a physical, tough team, coming out, trying to play together, make the right plays, that thing, like growing and accepting our roles and really thriving in our roles individually to come together as a team. It's kind of been, it's been beautiful to see, just watch everybody kind of grow over the year, like as the seasons went on. Everybody's kind of just played well, continue to play better, and I feel like we haven't reached playing our best basketball yet, and I can't wait to see what that looks like.
Coach, you agree with that? Is this team still ascending?
I agree with it. You know, we talk about it, you know, in certain segments, in certain games this year, you've seen multiple guys play at a high level. You know, our last game, you can speak volumes to that as far as, you know, our guys really shared the ball. You had multiple guys. You had a guy like Tyrese Davis. He shows up and he has, you know, 22 points, I believe. Mm-hmm. And you see a guy like Mike Marsh. But we always talk about it. When do you have games where we all hit on the same cylinders, especially on the offensive end? For a majority of the year, we've been aligned defensively. But, you know, we're always preaching these guys offensively, you know, building that chemistry. And so we truly believe our best basketball is ahead of us, especially ahead of this guy. And like I said, he leads the charge with that, with these guys mentally, making sure they're engaged, making sure they're locked in. And, you know, a lot of them have different roles that we challenge them with. And, you know, with Kevin Young, I've been challenging him to be a leader. And, you know, that's a different challenge. You got to set the example every day in practice. You got to set the example every day off the court and make sure if, you know, you got to be there early in the classroom, well, you got to set that example. And so he's taking that challenge head on. And like I said, a lot of our guys are developing those roles, and we like the way we're going.
What does leadership look like to you, Kevin Young?
The biggest thing is just trying to be there for each and every one of my teammates, really, because I know, like, we have days where, you know, somebody may not feeling bad, or things may not just been going their way, or just, you know, I've been playing for a while, so the younger guys, I try to give them a few gems, like little tricks and stuff that I may know at this ball screen defense or something on the offensive end, just kind of always trying to be that positive guy in their ear to tell them to keep going, things going to be all right, things like that. So it's been fun, though. Like, these guys kind of, you know, allowed me to be that leader, and they allowed me to lead. So I'm thankful for them, really.
He's Kevion Nolan, redshirt junior on the roster still, so we got a little more time with him going forward. I know Coach is happy about that. And he is our guest right now on True Talk with head coach Jordan Mincy here on 1010XL, taking you up to 7 o'clock here tonight from Island Wing Company in Tinseltown. And I want to get into your passing here, Kevion. I mean, it is something that you've always been a good passer, that I, from my untrained eye at least, but this year, I don't know, there's something a little extra on them. You've got some English on some of these passes. You're fitting them in lanes that I don't know how anybody gets some of these in there. You had one against Bellarmine. I don't think I even said anything on the broadcast. I just said, wow. Because there was nothing to describe it. Words couldn't describe it, how it got in there. Where do you, or how do you really work on that? How do you become such a skilled passer and getting your teammates involved in great spots?
I think it comes from film, just watching so much and trying to see, and then practice with reps with the guys that I throw those type of passes to. Like, I have bigs with, not everybody's blessed to have bigs with great hands. Like, I have guys that can really catch in tight windows, so I'm able to thread the needle a little bit. It makes my job a little easier. So even times I throw bad passes, they kind of come in and kind of save it, and it makes it look like a good pass. So shout out to all those guys catching it and things like that. But yeah, it's like all credit goes to them.
What about having a point guard, an ex-point guard, as your head coach? You giving them any advice on how to get some of these in there?
I don't give them any advice. I tell him, you know what? I was such a worse player than he was, from a standpoint, you know, defensively, I'm 110% better than he was. But from an offensive standpoint, I wouldn't even know where to begin with any type of comparison. You know, this guy, he's able to do a lot of different things. You can slide him on and off the ball. He makes big shots. He's very crafty coming off ball screens, as he just spoke on. And so, like I said, you want to take credit as a coach, but a lot of times, like I said, you just sit back and you become a fan. You pay attention, you love the game of basketball. This guy plays the game the right way.
It's been awesome to see you play the way you play, this team playing the way it plays. What is great about this group of guys specifically? What do you notice, whether it's on the road, whether it's at home, when you guys are just hanging out outside of basketball? What makes this group bond so tight?
I would say our playfulness. Like, we're able to, like, and Coach hates it, you know, like, we get in trouble whether it's in the airport. It's like, that's kind of us. Like, we play so much, we have so many inside jokes amongst each other to where, like, that's really our bonding thing, coming together, just being goofy, being ourselves, kind of just being free around each other. That's us, really.
Speaking of the travel, have you been able to get some rest this week and gear up for this next stretch after that long kind of three games in 6 days in three different cities? It was a lot of airports, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So being at home for this week was big on resting and being able to be in our own beds and get treatment and being at our own facility and things like that. Like, the traveling schedule definitely gets rough, so it's a part of it.
I got to thank you and Tyrese. We had traveled so much, so many different airports. At one point, we're connecting in it. Or no, we weren't connecting in Atlanta. We had landed in Atlanta, and I'm just walking down the terminal, and I hear my name, and I turn around, and it's Kevion and it's Tyrese. They're like, we got to go this way, man.
Yeah.
And we almost missed the bus. We couldn't find baggage claim, none of that. I'll be happy to be in a bus maybe for a little bit here on this trip and a little bit easier, harder to get lost. Speaking of the trip, we're headed to Alabama. That is your home state. North Alabama first in Florence and then Jacksonville, Alabama to play Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State, that's closer to you, right,
yeah,
in Anniston?
Yeah, that's about 10-15 minutes away from my house, so.
Man.
Backyard, really.
So how many people you bringing to that game? We got to bring some green, right?
I don't know. It'll be a homecoming, but for sure.
That'll be good. I mean, you've had the chance to play. Have you had the chance to play in Alabama yet? You got hurt, I think, at North Alabama last year, right?
I have.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. No, we'll forget that memory. Not a good one.
Yeah, for sure.
But what does it mean to have a chance to go back and play kind of where it all started for you and get a chance to do it in front of some family and friends?
It means everything. Like, my family is from Alabama, so my mom and dad, my immediate family gets to come and catch some games. But, like, my grandparents and with COVID and everything, not everybody gets to see me play, so it's going to definitely be a special trip, a trip to remember, but at the same time, you know, I'm just trying to handle business, and we're trying to come out of Alabama 2-0, really.
I know this is a conference game. You don't really control the scheduling or anything, but you ever look around and try and get some of these guys some opportunities to go a little closer to home when it comes to the scheduling?
Well, especially in our non-conference, we try to make sure that, you know, we look at, you know, where our guys are from, you know, whether it's trying to get back to Alabama, whether it's Rob Brown trying to get back to Memphis, Tennessee, and necessarily try to make sure we schedule those guys. But the lucky thing for a guy like Kevion is the league in which we play, he's going to get two games that are close, you know, close to home. And so, you know, it's a blessing to be able to get in front of your family. And obviously, you know, I know he's going to play his heart out regardless of where he's at. But to be able to, you know, see your family there in the stands, you know, like I said, our guys get that extra energy they need to be able to close out a little bit harder defensively, to make shots at a higher rate. And so for us, we're excited for him to be able to go home and play in front of his people.
Yeah, it gets to feel like Giassi does every home game, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Giassi Powell, the local product on the team, getting a chance to perform in front of family and friends all the time. Yeah, he is Kevion Nolan joining us here, the junior guard on the Jacksonville men's basketball team. We're getting ready to wrap up the segment with him here alongside head coach Jordan Mincy. I'm Scott Manzi on True Talk on this Monday night. And Kevion, I do want to just get into quickly here this last stretch, these two games at home, especially looking at kind of the second halves and how you all played and were able to put some teams away. I know that's been kind of a focus point as of late, trying to keep some of these from being so interesting down the stretch. Yeah. What did you notice about how the team executed, especially in second halves of both the Lipscomb game and the Central Arkansas game, to where, I mean, you didn't even have to finish the Central Arkansas game on the floor because the game was in hand?
All right, so all year, really, Coach Deloach, he's been telling us to have this killer mentality to where to end our game. So that's kind of been a point of emphasis all year. We kind of not struggled with it, but it's been times where we could have put a lot of games away and we made it a little closer than we think. So for us to kind of buy in and finally understand and close out a game, like, we've been there before and things like that. So it's been great. It's been a great season, really.
Now, how does that translate to the road? You've been able to do it at home now, but what does this group need to do on the road to take care of business in a similar fashion?
Just continue to stick to the game plan and stay mentally tough. That's really the thing. On the road, you know, we're not going to have get calls going our way and things like that. So when things happen, we just got to stay connected and stay mentally tough and get through those fights, tough stretches, so we can end the games on the road and come back to the crib.
Together. That's all you need to do, right? And, yeah, let's bring some dubs back to the crib this week. That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
Heading on the road this week, heading up to Alabama. Jacksonville facing off against North Alabama on Thursday night at 9 o'clock, and then Jacksonville State on Saturday night at 5. Kevion Nolan getting a chance to go home and do it in front of some family and friends. Kay, thanks for joining us here on True Talk on this Monday night.
Appreciate you for having me.
All right, he is Kevion Nolan, and don't go anywhere because head coach Jordan Mincy stays with me, and we welcome athletic director Alex Ricker-Gilbert onto the show when we return. We're live at Island Wing Company in Tinseltown. True Talk with Coach Mincy here on 1010XL continues after this.
JU Dolphin Basketball on 1010XL.
Welcome back to True Talk with Coach Mincy. We are here at Island Wing Company in Tinseltown, and we've got JU all over the building here tonight. Women's soccer's in the house. I saw women's rowing, volleyball.
Yeah.
Who else am I missing?
You're missing about half.
Yeah, cross country. Saw cross country walking.
We've got every seat in this place filled.
Yeah, just about. It's a tremendous turnout here tonight from the student-athletes, and that's one of the things that makes Jacksonville University so special. It's student-athlete-driven. It's student-athlete-centered, and, man, they find a way to support each other throughout the course of the year, which is so cool today as well. I mean, I was down at TPC Sawgrass, where at Dyes Valley's course, the men's golf team is participating. First two rounds today of the CBS Invitational. There was the women's golf team out there supporting them as well, so it's just – it's part of the culture at JU, and it's great to see. We're continuing here on True Talk. I'm Scott Manzi with Coach Mincy, and we welcome Athletic Director Alex Ricker-Gilbert into the broadcast now here tonight. And Alex, I know since you've been at JU, that's been a really big point of emphasis in building this community family culture amongst the athletic department, whether it's staffers, whether it's team, whether it's coaches. It's kind of a group effort out there, isn't it?
Absolutely, Scott, and I can't get over our student support tonight. And, you know, we are a family, but I do think it helps when you offer food, the kids are going to come, you know. And I do want to draw attention to the time of year, and it's about to turn to February tomorrow, and that's when things really pick up.
Yep.
All the student athletes you see in this restaurant, whether it's beach volleyball, whether it's women's lacrosse, whether it's baseball, whether it's softball, whether it's rowing, they're about to pick up and start competing. And it's a fun time of year. It's a busy time of year. But this is really the time of year when our community comes together most, and I'm glad to kick it off here at Island Wings.
No doubt about it. It has been tremendous. And you've had the chance now since bringing this man, head coach Jordan Mincy, into the fold to sort of see how this basketball team has grown and developed over the year. This isn't a job review, coach. Don't worry about that. But what have you seen, Alex, as far as how this team has handled itself and grown here in year one under coach Mincy?
Wow. It's hard to put into one segment, but I'll try to be brief. And when we interviewed coach, the biggest focus was on how he was going to care and how his staff was going to care about the guys and how are they going to pour into the guys, not just as basketball players, but as people. You've heard me say that before. And Jordan, his staff have done that each and every day. He holds his guys accountable. He checks on them. He talks with them about more than just basketball, about class, about family, about life, about sleep, about nutrition. He cares about the whole person. And if I had to sum it up, that's what I would say. That's why you're seeing improvement, because it's not just how do we improve in basketball, it's how do we improve in life. And that's real, and that's what coach has brought, and I couldn't be prouder of him and the staff, and I'm just happy to be a fan having fun.
Speaking of fan, I mean, Alex is maybe the most vocal fan. And I know, Coach Mincy, you've probably seen him standing up and letting his pleasure or displeasure be heard in the course of a game there at home. What have you noticed about how Alex supports this group at home games throughout the course of the season?
You know what? It hasn't just been our home games. It's every day. You know, you walk in a JU practice, whether it's men's or women's, it's very highly likely that you're going to see Alex Rigger Gilbert, our AD, on the sidelines. And so, you know, it's awesome for our young men to be out there competing. And, you know, when they look in the stands, they see, you know, your athletic director is passionate just like you, and he's supporting you. And so it gives you that the extra boost you need to be able to play your heart out day in and day out. And so for us, like I said, the support he's given from the time I stepped on the campus to, you know, like I said, with all of these other sports as well, you know, he shows it nonstop how much he cares about young men and young women and making sure that their futures are bright. And so can't say thank you enough for everything he does for our program and all the other programs on campus and just how he pours his heart into JU as a whole.
I'm Scott Manzi. This is True Talk with head coach Jordan Mincy, and our guest here this segment is athletic director Alex Rigger Gilbert. And Alex, I know that this was a big week, not just because the team picks up a couple of big home wins, but it was also a big week really for our we won four home games as far as basketball is concerned, men's and women's basketball. And then from there, we were able to see this group walk into their new home. And the Basketball Performance Center unveiled earlier this week on Tuesday. And, I mean, that was a special moment, too, to see their faces and what it meant to walk into a building that is one they can truly call their own.
Yeah, it was incredible. But before I get to that, the restaurant has now become standing room only with our students here at Island Wings. And we do a meal every Wednesday night, and I don't get this kind of attendance there. So I think Jordan and his team, he calls his popularity calls for this kind of attendance. But on the practice facility, on the performance center, you know, that's a project that we've been working on really for over a decade. I've been here for 8 years, and we've been working on it most days over the last 8 years. And it doesn't happen without the commitment of our president, Tim Kost, who's been with me supporting our vision every step of the way, our board of trustees, our donors who have made the commitment to our men's and women's basketball program. All of those people made this happen. And there were plenty of days where we didn't think we were going to open it or it wasn't going to happen. Our women's coach said to me last Monday, I wasn't sure if this day would ever come. And yeah, he's been here longer than I've been here. And so to see it open, and more specifically, to see the looks on the student athletes' faces when they got to walk in there, made all the time, the effort, the energy worth it. And it's gonna provide our student athletes, our program, a boost to take us to the next level. We're showing improvement. This will allow us to do even more.
What's the feedback you've heard from the players so far here, Coach?
You know what? A lot of them are still starstruck. You know, they walk into the building, and it's one of those feelings. It's one of those feelings that you don't know whether to take your shoes off. You know, the building's so nice. And it's like, hey, Coach, do we keep our shoes on? Do we take our shoes off? Like, you know, what are we doing here? And so we had our first practice today in there. It started out kind of a little rough because, you know, the guys were still amazed and looking around and looking at all the different bells and whistles that we're blessed to have now. But like I said, it's a blessing for us as a program. It allows for us to, you know, take that next step where we're trying to be elite across the board. And so, like Alex just said, you know, it's a blessing that President Kost has poured, you know, his time and effort along with Alex into making sure that, you know, sports is a priority here at JU. And so, like I said, it's our guys are excited about it. The building's definitely going to benefit our young women and our young men going forward. And like I said, just blessed to be there every day.
Incredible to see it in the unveil on Tuesday, and it's just part of the growth, and we've seen a lot of it over the course of the last several years. Coach, you started off this show talking about how it's not just a good time for basketball at Jacksonville University, it's a good time for all of the sports, and whether or not it's, you know, we talk about the Rock Lacrosse Center that opened up a few years ago as a special place for men's and women's lacrosse to call home. Of course, the rowing center down on the water is absolutely incredible, the Neegard Rowing Center. And there are other projects in the works too, right, Alex? I mean, it doesn't stop here. I mean, this is a constant growth process to help make things as good as possible for these athletic teams going forward?
Yeah, I think you mentioned it, Scott. We try to be student-athlete centered. And if that truly is what you're trying to be, that's working towards improvement every day. So it can't stop with one facility. It can't stop with one meal. It can't stop with one scholarship. You have to keep pouring into these student-athletes each and every day if you're truly going to be student-athlete centered. So, yeah, we have projects on the horizon. We've got things we want to do on the horizon. You know, another project that changed the game for us during the pandemic was the expansion of our weight room. Mm-hmm. That provided more opportunity, more room, more safety in the areas of strength and conditioning that we hadn't had before. And so it's a continuous sort of process to improve what we're trying to do for all 500 of our student athletes, many of which are here tonight.
All right, let's talk a little basketball before we wrap things up. Alex, give me what you think this team has grown in the most on the floor over the course of the last year.
On the floor over the course of the last year, I think and you're seeing it just over the course of the last few weeks, it's understanding that in order to win, you have to be more about we than you are me, right? And you see it, I mean, basketball, the NBA, it's a very individually focused league. And that's who men and women watch. They watch the NBA, they watch the WNBA. And to share a vision that's different from that is sometimes hard for young men and women to buy in to. But our guys over the course of the last week or last few weeks have really showed and really started to understand, I think, that in order for us to be successful, we have to think about us first before we think about me first. I mean, for example, Saturday night, you know, our quote-unquote leading scorer, star player, Kevion Nolan, didn't get a lot of points, didn't get a lot of numbers, but he did other things. Tyrese Davis came out, hit five threes, had 22 points. So it's going to be different people on any given night, and our guys seem to be okay with that. It's going to be a growing and a learning process, but I think for us to win at the highest level where I think we can win, that's got to continue. Did I get that okay, Coach?
Yes.
Well, like they said, there's one ball, right? And you got to figure out a way to share that one ball, and if it ends up resulting in a win, then it ends up being something that is certainly, hopefully, something that everybody can buy into, because hopefully we're all still about winning at the end of the day. When we look into this back half of the league calendar, 1 month to play now in A-Sun play, and the prospect of hosting an on-campus home game in the A-Sun Conference Tournament, first time we could say that in a while, I mean, it's exciting stuff to be able to potentially take that home court advantage that's developed throughout the course of the year and bring that into the postseason, right?
Be an awesome experience to be able to, like I said, host a home game in the postseason. You know, that's something that our guys would love to do, and they deserve to do. But we got to continue to grow. We got to continue to, you know, take the necessary steps forward to make sure that we can do that. And so, like I said, we just try to take day by day, practice by practice, and game by game. And so we do that, and we keep that same unselfish mentality that Alex talked about. We'll continue to trend in the right direction.
Alex, you planning on any road trips coming up to see this team in action? Alabama will be a tough swing, but I know there's Fort Myers and DeLand still on the schedule, and you've been on a few this year.
Yeah, you'll like me. You'll likely see me at least one more. And as Coach said, the goal is to have a game or two in the tournament down the stretch, but we got to focus on what's right ahead of us, and that's North Alabama on Thursday night. 9 p.m. tip-off Eastern time, 8 p.m. Central time. It's going to be late for me, but I'll be up screaming and yelling.
Yeah, Thursday night, I mean, it's the doubleheaders on a Thursday, the midweek doubleheaders in the league calendar this year, and North Alabama has elected to go for the 6-8 tip as opposed to the midday for the women's game. But, hey, we'll be ready no matter what, and looking forward to it regardless. As Alex said, it's 9 o'clock on Thursday when Jacksonville plays at North Alabama, and you can listen right here on 1010XL to that broadcast and stream it on ESPN+. If you're not in the Alabama area, the Florence, Alabama area, or and then on Saturday, a big contest again to wrap up that two-game road swing through the state of Alabama. 5 o'clock tip as Jacksonville faces off against Jacksonville State. Well, Alex, I want to thank you for joining us here on this episode of True Talk. I want to thank you for helping to create this environment that we've had here tonight, which is sensational. And, man, I can't wait till next week already.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Coach. Let's give our students one more hand. Yeah.
Tremendous turnout from the Jacksonville University community here tonight. Thank you all who turned out here at Island Wing Company in Tinseltown. For Alex Ricker-Gilbert, for our guest last segment, Kevion Nolan, and for head coach Jordan Mincy, I'm Scott Manzi, saying so long on this episode of True Talk with Coach Mincy on 1010XL.